The county hosts a public hearing December 11th at the Rich and Services Building and then the 18th at the Colville Courthouse. On the second date, McMullen said they will hopefully approve the budget. She said they have a pretty firm idea at this point of the staff positions they're going to add or restore.
There was the deputy sheriff was unfrozen. There's a secretary in the sheriff's office that's new. The commercial appraiser is new. The risk manager slash purchasing agent is a new position. The unfreezing of Adrian's planning job in the planning department. Last night and the week before, we discussed a new building inspector. We didn't add two. You know, the building committee wanted us to add four. We added one new one. Jasper had recommended hiring another person in the engineering department, and we agreed to look at that. And then the environmental health, Rich Bulla asked for a position, and so we agreed to look at that. When I say look at that, we agreed to it in principle once, but we have to see the whole bottom line.
County Manager Bob Jasper is not recommending a new health staffer, but Council Member Tim Carson, the liaison to Health Board, is for it. McMullen said she's leaning in favor, but wants to hear again from Department Director Rich Bulla on his case for the new staffer. For the county's building department, the county manager has agreed with Development Director Pat Putt and Building Head Robert Taylor about adding a building inspector. Putt also wanted a staffer added at the counter, but Jasper is not recommending that. McMullen said they resolved that Wednesday after talking to Putt and Personnel Director Brian Bellamy. She said what Putt wants is somebody to handle the volume of phone calls.
That's the problem they want to solve, is that service problem, that customer service problem, where people go right to voicemail and then you have to go through all this list of phone calls. So basically he wanted, you know, someone to answer the phone. Brian said, well, we have people, you know, on part-time people basically on call who we could pull in to answer the phones. They have a line item already in Brian's budget for that type of service. And we just added another $10,000 to Pat's contingency that he can utilize to get somebody at the counter to answer the phones during the times that he needs it. Because Dave, your concern, and I kind of share it, is that these seasons are somewhat cyclical, right? You're not constantly that busy. So on an as-needed basis, we gave him an additional $10,000 in his budget to hire someone on a part-time basis from the pool to answer his phones. And he was happy with that. So Pat seemed to think that solved the problem.
Staff Auditor Matt Levitt discussed their projected revenues. Council Member Roger Armstrong was a bit chagrined to hear that they include possible building fee increases because the council has not approved those yet. But McMullen thinks it's pretty certain the increases are coming, and there are other reasons to change the fee structure.
If memory serves me, one of the concerns from Dave Ure, and I share that concern, is that people who are building, who are, for example, pulling building permits of, you know, 500 to a million value homes, are paying too much of the burden. Are paying more than their proportional share versus the $10 million home. So we want to address that inequality in the fee structure. That's what they're working on right now. There is no way we are not going to increase fees next year. It's just that simple. In addition to the fact that, you know, just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we had the building community come in and say, increase the fees, we'll pay them. We're going to increase the fees. I have a lot less concern about that than Roger may. And I believe 100% we're increasing the fees.
She added there's a difference of philosophy between herself and Kim Carson on one hand and colleague Chris Robinson. The issue is whether the county should draw down on the money it has and outstanding fund balances.
Right now, our municipal fund balance projection for 2013 is bigger, has grown to a size bigger than it was, you know, around the size it was in 2008, a little bigger. Same thing with our general fund. So our balances are increasing. The question then is, well, do you want to draw down some of that? Do you want to spend some of those balances to improve your level of service, to hire these people, you know, hire the positions we mentioned in planning, building, and engineering, the areas that are really feeling the pressures of growth? Or do you want to not? Chris is more of a pay-as-you-go philosophy. And I think that Kim and I, at least, are more comfortable with drawing down some fund balances while we're doing well to pay for higher levels of service that are demanded in the busy, particularly in the busiest departments, after years of scrimping and cutting. And
McMullen said she's confident the economy is coming back. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.